Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Last of Us. Season 1, Episode 7, Left Behind, is over, but we are just getting started here at Pusha Recaps, where I'm just going to be wrecked forever, but that's fine. I am Brooklyn Zed. I'm here with Jess, my co-host. How are you, Jess?
Oh, similarly, just emotionally distraught at all times.
This week, we at my job had some new people starting, and we went around and did icebreakers, which I notoriously hate. Mm-hmm. And the icebreaker question was, what movie do you put on when you want to have a good cry? And that's mm-hmm. not a thing I do. And I just went with, I guess from now on, it's just going to be this week's episode of The Last of Us, because all I did was cry for an hour. Yeah, I'm a mess. I'm still a mess.
Yeah, it was. I think it's also partly because we're forced to not only like live through these experiences once, but twice, because we watch them and we play them. And so it's just especially brutal to like, regardless of if you play the game first or watch the show first, you kind of know what's coming for the most part. And you just sit there and like, oh, here we go again.
Well, in either way, because it's a flashback, you know Riley's not around in the present.
Right. Well, and I don't know about you, but the first thing I did when I became Ellie in the present day Ellie was check her pockets, because you can check like the inventory to mm-hmm. see what she has on her. And the first thing I saw was the Firefly pendant that looked pretty bloody.
Oh, so, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so I was like, welp, not a great sign for Riley.
Yeah, all I noticed as Ellie was that I had nothing.
Yeah, you have a knife.
I had no gun, I had no med kit, I had no materials to make anything. I was like, cool, great, this is going to go mm-hmm. so well for me.
Well, that the game really was like pushing. I think it's funny because this is DLC that came out after the game originally came out. Obviously, we're playing things a little bit out of order to go along with the show. But what I thought was funny is that the game was really like, well, you better learn a bow and arrow real quick.
Yes, seriously. And I did, I have to say. There were some really good moments in there where I was very proud of myself and my archery abilities.
Oh, same. I felt like, honestly, playing this DLC, heavily relying on a bow and arrow, made me more likely to use it now when we go back to the game proper next week. I think I'll try it more.
Yeah, the mechanics were not as difficult as I thought they were going to be, and in fact, easier than in other games where I've had to use a bow and arrow mm-hmm. before. So great. I have a stealth weapon. I'm happy. And I'm aware they gave it to me so early, and I have just not used it for the
I haven't either.
Time.
Nope. I've never really been in a situation where I am completely out of bullets for all of my guns. And so I think that's probably why I haven't really chosen to use it so far throughout the game. But I really enjoyed it this time, especially when occasionally I would get like a one hit kill with an arrow. Felt so valuable to me because you're not alerting anybody to your presence. And especially later in this playthrough, we're defeating like a big, what, like 10 guys, like humans that we have to defeat. And they're all like trying to find me. So it felt a lot easier in that situation to use the bow and arrow than to try to shoot them from that far away.
Yeah, because sometimes like you sneak up behind them and you stab them, and yet people across the mall are like, she's over there. And I'm like, you don't know that.
Yeah.
You leave me alone.
You don't know where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so
largely not spoilery, we were told before we played. Mm-hmm. The game is like, don't play this till you've played the whole game. But the show put this content here, and it's cool because in the DLC, I think it's actually even more integrated than it is in the show.
Yeah.
Joe has created this really like contained environment of this flashback, sort of like bookended by the Joel situation.
Right.
But in the DLC, we're going back and forth, seemingly in this same mall. It's not. That wouldn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're in two different malls, same kind of environment, and we're flashing back and forth between Ellie's time with Riley and Ellie trying to save Joel. And the one thing that is unexplained, having not played the rest of the game, is why there are all these guys in the mall.
You know, I was wondering if I missed something when I played.
Somebody in the chat specifically told me, like, the only spoilery thing is if you had played this after the game, you would know why these guys are here.
Oh, good. So that will be explained. So that's excellent.
Yes. Because I think I asked, I was like, how do they know we're here? Why are they looking for us? Like, that's not clear to me.
Yeah.
So we'll find out eventually. But for now, doesn't matter, because the point is I have to get rid of them.
Exactly. We're taking them out, and that's all that matters. There was like one other, and I don't look at this as a spoiler, but there was one other thing I noticed in the DLC that I did watch your playthrough, and I don't believe you noticed it. Ooh. That supposedly will come up later in the video game, but I don't view this as a spoiler, of like when you go into Ellie's inventory, she does have, if you remember, I think it was last episode or maybe the episode before, when Joel meets with his brother Tommy, and Tommy tries to give Joel a photo of him and Sarah, mm-hmm. and Joel refuses to take it. If you remember, I said I wish I could steal that and, like, you know, go back to it and grab it and put it in my pocket. So apparently, like, she has it. Ellie has the photo.
Oh, that's nice.
And so, like, we don't know, like, why she has the photo, but she just has it. And for me personally, I don't view that as a spoiler, because, like, who cares if she stole it? I'm like, and if she's gonna come up later, great. I think it was like a sweet thing, and I'm happy I checked her inventory and saw that in there, because it made me feel a little bit better about, like, oh, you, like, I felt bad when I was Joel and I couldn't take it, you know. So, but it was interesting to go through her inventory and kind of see what she had. She had the pun books in there, obviously. We know that. She had the pun books and the joke book, and the photo, the lock, and a locket. What is the Firefly pendant?
Like medallion.
Medallion, yeah. Yep. That was bloodied. And the obviously her switchblade, is it? I don't know what kind of blade this is. It's some kind of
her magical unbreakable knife.
Very nice to have an unbreakable
shiv.
She's
had this whole time, not sharing with Joel.
Yeah. So what did you think of the differences? Before we get into the game proper, if you want to subscribe, pusherrecaps.com/Lou, L-O-U. A bazillion Last of Us podcasts out. We have the recap, Video Game Club, if you want to be fully spoiled on everything, or fully spoiled on everything. And then, of course, the Versus podcast with Last of Us versus Station 11. Go subscribe, rate, review. We greatly appreciate it. What did you think of the difference in terms of the choice for the show to bookend the experiences versus the smash cutting in the game between the two timelines?
I think they both work. I really liked being on this long, like living in this world with Ellie and Riley for the course of the episode. In the show, it seemed like it was presented as something that was more specifically planned of Riley was like, I want to take you here. I want to take you here. I want to do this. These are all these things I've planned out for this really cute date. Whereas in the game, it seems more like we're going to sneak out and go hang out at the mall and we'll find fun stuff to do. But it's not specifically I have planned this date for us. So I think there is a more cohesive narrative and like sequence of events in the show that makes more sense to keep it in that moment. Whereas the game, because it's not specifically, I am trying to tell this story of this evening. It's like, oh, I found some bricks. Let's hit these cars.
Yeah.
Which is definitely a spontaneous competition decision. So I think they both work equally well for like the context in which you're experiencing them.
Mm-hmm. There were times, because I didn't play this DLC in one sitting, there were times where I'd pick back up the game and be like, wait, which timeline am I in again? Mm. So that was like, I do appreciate that. I think it would have been like ever so slightly confusing in the show if they had formatted it the way that the game does. So I was appreciative of that. And I also think that like it really allowed the Ellie Riley storyline to breathe and like flourish, because it was the main storyline for the entire episode. Because if we had had like, I mean, realistically, I don't know that we need Ellie running around trying to find things for Joel. I think that it was fine to only have a few minutes of that and dedicate most of it to Ellie and Riley and their story. Because it was just so beautiful. And like, I wasn't expecting it to be, I wasn't expecting the show and the game to be so similar, I guess. I thought that some, like, I thought the carousel for sure. I was like, it's so beautiful. It must be just made up for the show. So I wasn't expecting certain parts to be held so true to the game, you know?
Yeah, it was really gorgeous. I really loved it. I was like practically in tears in the game when Riley was having Ellie play the broken video game.
Yes.
I thought that was so cute. And then I was like, wait,
and it was fun.
You need me to actually do something? I'm just in my feelings over here. You want me pushing buttons? I'm busy like crying, trying to see what's happening. But I loved getting to like push the buttons myself in mm-hmm. the way that Ellie was. I thought that was a really cool thing I've never quite seen in a video game before.
It was challenging too. Like it starts off easier. And then the parts that got me the most, and I will say like, I'm not the biggest PlayStation 5 person. So when it has like, oh, X and O, I'm like, I have to look down because I don't necessarily know where they are. Yeah. So that tripped me up a little bit, and the moments when it wanted you to press two at once tripped me up a lot, because I wasn't always sure when, you know what I mean, when that was the case. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was, first of all, narratively beautiful, because it's so sweet that like, okay, unfortunately all the video games are broken, but I know how to tell this really, it feels very D&D-ish, you know, I know how to tell this big grand story for you. So that was sweet.
And the
cool game was
the
fun.
Way the game does it, where like, then you get the health bars on the top, and then the lights of the game start flashing on Ellie's face. And that, like the development of the immersion into this like imagined gameplay is so cool to see.
I especially
that I was like, I got chills watching I also it think and it's being a part of it.
It's something that has really good replayability because I was so focused on hitting the buttons that I wasn't necessarily listening to like the whole full story from Riley. So it'd be interesting to go back and, or even like watch a playthrough or something, you know, watch the actual, instead of watching the person hit the buttons, watch the story more, you know?
Yeah.
But let's rewind a little bit as we like pick up where we're in modern times with Ellie, where her and Joel, because we see like a cutscene from the last time we played, where Joel has just gotten brutally.
We get to relive Joel falling off the balcony and being impaled in the ground. thing I did not need to see again, but here it is.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna put some duct tape on him, but
terrible.
But she didn't actually wrap it all the way around. So is there really any tension on it? Like, no. Listen, we don't need to relitigate last week. If you want to hear my opinions about these things, you can re-listen to last week's podcast. Not that she'd know how to bandage this, but she doesn't do it right, let me tell you. Even with just duct tape, you could have done better.
Yeah, so they end up at a mall. And so she leaves him in one of the stores and runs off into it. And she, like, we pass this... I can't remember that it's American Princess, which it's really an American Girl doll store.
American Girl doll store.
Which was in the show. And I was like, what? We head into a pharmacy where you do a little bit of like looking for stuff type of stuff. But the whole purpose of going in there is to unlock the pharmacy door because there's like a first aid kit behind there. And so you need to go find the pharmacist that someone was like, oh, yeah, he got angry and he looks like he's infected. So I locked him in the American Girl doll store. Can you go check on him, please?
Yeah, there's a lot of notes kind of left around sort of for no one, really. I guess if in an imagined scenario of the person writing them, that someone will eventually come like investigate and they're trying to leave behind the story of what happened. Because he's talking about, like, you know, commanding officer so-and-so, and he got bit, and we had to put him down. And then there were two of us, and then Reagan left me. And now I have to, like, sit through this by myself. So you get kind of a storyline of notes over the course of the mall.
Yeah, I really did enjoy that, especially because there were certain questions I've had since the beginning about how the infection is spread and can you stop it? And I thought that this addressed at least some of those. So once we like get to the pharmacy, it's very creepy and it's very spory. It's very mushroomy. As like this disease has like spread everywhere. And I don't know about you, but I was like, the game I found that I was playing looking for stuff because I knew as Ellie, I would still need certain things, especially in this timeline. I didn't care as much in the other timeline because I was like, well, I'm not keeping it.
Yeah.
But this timeline, I was looking for stuff. This game had no chill. It was constantly like, do you need a hint? Do you need a hint?
Okay, I'm glad you said that because that absolutely is what happened to me. And I was like, I was just turning around to try and open that door, okay? I know that this is the way forward, and therefore, before I go forward, I wanted to go check this thing. And it's like, hey, you need to go do this. And I'm like, I know. I'm working on it. Like, give me 2 seconds. The game has no patience for me. None. No,
I agree. And I was so angry because I was like, I know what I'm doing. Like, I'm getting there.
It's like, hey, go find gas. I'm like, yeah, I got it. I got the gas can, right? What do you think I'm doing with it, game? Leave me alone.
Yeah, sometimes the game is really rude, I feel like. But we get the pharmacist key we have to go back to the American Girl doll store. This is when we see our first like clicker, which actually something else to note in this DLC, which you noticed as well in your walkthrough, the music is like much more ominous in this game. And they constantly, I feel like there's a level which the music ramps up, which makes you think something is about to happen at all times. And like, I think you even noticed too, there was like errant clicker noises around without any clickers.
There was a moment like when you first start in the mall, like very early on, Ellie's like, where do I go now? And I've walked like 10 steps and I start hearing what sounds like clicker noises. And mm-hmm. there's bricks everywhere, which usually is a sign that there's going to be clickers around. And so I'm like creeping around and there's nothing there. But I'm walking like crouched and as slowly and silently as possible for what turns out to be no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we get back into the pharmacy. Unfortunately, the med kit is like empty. And there was a random, like, one clicker around. I didn't even bother killing it. Because I was like, it just seems like so much effort. I don't even have a gun or anything to hit it from ranged. I don't feel like walking up to it. So I just left it there to mosey on.
Pretty sure I took it out.
Yeah, you went back and you killed it.
I'm not leaving those things wandering around because if they show up
later
and I'm not ready, then I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah. But then we see like, so Ellie's like, oh, there's a medical helicopter. They must have medical supplies in there. And I'm like, girl, this helicopter is like barely hanging on to the second floor.
Yeah.
Seems like a terrible idea.
We need to go get it. So yeah. So this is the next thing we have to do is figure out how to get into the helicopter, which is like on the second floor, but across the atrium. And you can't just like walk around on the second floor because it's half collapsed. So you have to spend a while figuring out how to like get through other stores. And at one point you have to go down the stairs. And I went down the stairs and I was like, oh, it's blocked. And I turned around and the game was like, hey, no, stupid. Jump off the stairs.
Yeah.
And I there was were like, times well, where,
yeah,
you know,
there were times where I was like going in the right direction and the game was like, do you need a hint? And I'm like, no, I don't need it. I get offended when it acts because I feel like it thinks I'm doing poorly and I don't like when the game judges me.
I'm going.
Yeah. Give me time. Then we're back flashing back to Ellie and Riley, which the scene takes like it's very similar to the show where Riley has been gone even longer in the game. I think it's like 30 something days, 40 something days she's been gone. Mm-hmm. Now I have to ask you because I'm curious for your thoughts. In the game, it doesn't seem like Ellie really has anything against the Fireflies beyond like being nervous about being caught with one. In the show, they really made a point of Ellie being like, no, I'm not like messing around with the Fireflies. I'm on my way to being in some good role in Fedra.
Yeah, they get into like an interesting political argument, really,
yes.
about like what is the way forward in this current society? And do you like, you know, kind of join up with the people in charge? Because we see that scene of Ellie talking to, I don't know, not the principal, but whoever that guy who has a job at the school.
Yeah.
Like, look, you can either, you know, keep doing what you're doing and you'll get a crappy job and someone will be supervising you and you'll just have to do what you're told forever. Or you can do what you're told now and then you'll get to be an officer telling other people what to do. Wouldn't mm-hmm. that be better? And she's a kid and she's like, yeah, okay, fine. And it's kind of like drinking the propaganda of you want to be the person telling other people what to do. Whereas right. Riley is more of the no. The whole system is rotten to the core. We need to burn it down. We need to start over. This is not the way to do things. I really liked seeing the two of them have this debate and talk about like and to see this moment of Ellie finding the bombs or whatever it was that Riley had either made or was in charge of, you know, watching over. Because while I certainly tend to lean more towards a Firefly mentality in our world, when Ellie is like, you know, you don't get to decide if you use this on me or not. Like there's people everywhere and right. I could be one of those people or like anybody that you care about or that I care about could be one of those people. And you can't so pinpoint the violence at this scale. It was really neat to see a show like tackle that concept.
I really enjoyed because the thing that I think they're doing a really wonderful job of with the show is taking this world and building even more on it, like expanding it in ways that just really aren't always easy to do in a video game. And so I really liked that not only we were learning more about the Fireflies and what they do, and then more about what like a Fedra school system looks like and how kind of that society works. We were also like you said, tackling tough topics, and having Riley and Ellie being on opposing views on this was especially interesting, considering, you know, their friendship and romantic interests in one another, and kind of how that could be difficult when you're at odds with your best friend, your love interest. And I just absolutely, I thought it was great. And I also think it helped give Ellie more of a voice, because in the video game, she's much more of the mindset of like, oh, we should ask them if I can join too. And in the show, it's the opposite. It's Riley asked for Ellie. And again, in the game, I think they said, right, it was Marlene who was like, no, you need to be safe, right? Like Marlene right. knows her mom and everything like that. So I really loved the expansion on that in the show. I thought that they took a small bit of something from the game and just blew it up in a really wonderful way that kind of flushes out the entire world.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, political debate is something I engage in a lot and I find really interesting and important to talk about. So it was really neat to see the show do that as well, more so than just the game and her being like, oh, cool, you got in. Like, that's what you always wanted. Like, no way, a kid, essentially, mm-hmm. Being allowed to join up with the Fireflies. And it adds this layer of conflict, because there wasn't enough conflict. We needed to make it more difficult. But then they do have these like really challenging conversations of like, you know, please don't go. Like, I have to go. Tell me to stay. You're the only one who can tell me to stay. And, you know, not wanting to take away like your friend's dream if this is what they want to do, but also you don't want to be away from them. And that's just such a real human thing.
Yeah.
Regardless of, you know, apocalypse circumstances, we've all been in places where like we, you know, you grow up and you move away from your friends and you still care about your friends or your family or whoever, but you've got to do what's best for your life. And mm-hmm. sometimes that means making hard choices.
Right. Because Riley doesn't want to be on sewage duty or something. Like,
right.
Riley knows that she's going to get screwed over if she stays in the Fedra system. And to her point, Marlene sees something in Riley. She is able to sneak past the guards. She's able to stay hidden. And that is something that the Fireflies value. And if she thinks she's able to move up in the Fireflies and she's not able to move up in Fedra and doesn't believe in what Fedra stands for, why right. wouldn't she hop over? Like, there's, I like that it wasn't, something I think is also really admirable about the show is that it didn't really necessarily feel like this is the right view, this is the wrong view. It didn't feel like they were trying to tell us one over the other, besides the fact that Riley doesn't have all the information. And like, if she is building these bombs, these are very dangerous and she doesn't get to choose where she uses them, who she uses them on. So I thought that they had did a wonderful job of kind of keeping the conversation nuanced and not necessarily having, okay, here's the bad guy, here's the good guy.
Right.
I thought they really did a good job.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But so we are playing as Ellie in the flashback, walking around with Riley, and I had messed this up where the horse wasn't named Winston. There was a like Fedra soldier named Winston, apparently, that Riley and Ellie both knew. And it turns out he has since died. And he was like someone who was apparently posted up in this mall. And we find like this is where we get the bottle of whiskey that we drink later in the game. This is when we're trying to like basically find our way through into the mall because we still have to go in and turn on the lights. But first, we end up in a Halloween store.
Spooky Town.
Yeah.
The second game I've played that has a location named after my pet. There's Cosmo Canyon in Final Fantasy VII, and there's Spooky Town in The Last of Us.
And this was really fun because there's you get to try on different masks. Like the games, like the, I don't even want to call them mini games, but like the interactive elements of this game in the DLC is so much more like silly, like when you're doing triangle to roar or like growl or whatever, howl or
like
something.
A roar meter, we have to do this. Like, yeah. Really? It is very silly.
Yeah. And then I don't think you did this actually. I think you may have missed this. There, at one point when you're in the Halloween store, there's a little skeleton and it's on like a pillow and it's called the Skeleseer. And it's basically a magic eight ball where you shake the skull.
No.
And you ask it questions and you look underneath it and there's like, will I live today? Like it's mostly very silly jokes, like mostly silly questions. Will I find my water guns? You know, But Will was like, oh, you have to do them. Eight different questions I asked that thing. And then we get to the point where you had brought up before the brick throwing contest.
Yeah, which I aggressively wanted to win. Not that it mattered in the slightest.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, I have to win, though. That's important to me. It's not even a trophy in the game. It's completely irrelevant to anything other than my own personal pride of beating an NPC at a game.
Yeah, well, you ended up winning the brick throwing contest. And I thought it was interesting that you got an option of questions to ask. Won, so you're Ellie, so you get to ask.
Right.
Why did you leave? Why did you lash out? Or did Marlene mention my mom? And you chose why did you leave?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I didn't win. Spoiler alert. I did not win the game. I got very annoyed. A few bricks I threw, I think, were just like ever so slightly too close to the edge. And so it had it like hit the metal rather than the window proper. Mm. But I did lose the game. But you asked, so why did you ask, why did you leave over those other questions?
Well, because that's what I wanted to know. I figured, why did you lash out? The answer would have something to do with their differing desires for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care about Ellie's mom. Sorry. I wanted to know more about Riley. And so why did you leave? Felt like an opportunity to like understand more of Riley's backstory. and maybe get a window into how things would go for the two of them.
Yeah. I ended up losing. I honestly can't remember what the heck she asked me, because I didn't even have a choice. It was like, I don't, you know, because I lost, she asked me a question. I'm trying to find it online. Here we go. If you lose, what will, I'm trying to find what the heck it says.
Oh, I could have worn a pigeon mask. I missed out on wearing this crazy green pigeon mask.
You did. There were a few different masks.
That's ridiculous. In this screenshot in the walkthrough, she's throwing with this mask on her head.
Yeah, there are a bunch of masks. They're all ridiculous. All right, so from here, after spooky mask time and throwing brick game, we continue, and this is where we like turn on all the lights in the mall, which was very exciting. And I really loved this. I thought this was really cute, like getting to see the, because you have to imagine they don't usually get this type of stuff. Like, I'm sure the amount they're allowed to use electricity is limited. Mm-hmm. When you're with Fedra. This is so strange to me. It's like, oh, they say that there's only a certain, that not all the buildings are powered, but they lied. Like, we could turn the switch and they lied.
Uh-huh.
Something
really crazy to me is the mall that I grew up nearby, like the mall that was where I would go. I was never like a hangout at the mall person. But even if we just like had to go shopping for clothes and we were going to like RIP Sears or JCPenney or something, we would go to this mall, and it closed when I was in high school or shortly after high school, and it's been abandoned, and it now looks like these places, the places that we see in this game.
Really?
Yeah, it closed in 2015, so I was out of college. I'll send this link to you so you at least can look at it. There's like a video, like people have the news stories on it, because it's so wild.
Wow.
It's now been abandoned for almost a decade.
I know, but I'm surprised no one has like taken it over and used it for, you know what I mean? Like all that space just not used. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is like, and a lot of the stores, like even the anchor stores like Sears, closed and they just couldn't get other businesses in there. And then they just closed them all.
Jeez Louise. So from here, then we flash back to forward to the present time, where we have to like basically start this generator. It's a whole thing. We have to start a generator. Like you said, we get the gas can, which like we're all smart enough to know how to fill a gas can. And this is where you and I, for the first time, met stalkers. Because apparently we admit them before.
Yeah. And at this point, the game is like, oh, stalkers. So in case you don't know, the game wants you to know.
Really funny. Yeah. The game was like, oh, stalkers. Oh, no. And these little jerks, I was very annoyed by them because they just kept hiding behind things. And I was like, well, I can't hit you if you don't come out. But I may have died once from that. I don't think so. I may not have even died right here. But I think what gave me the biggest jump scare was when you actually fill the tank, and then there are a few coming at you, and it electrocutes them. I was like, oh no, can't go in the water. Okay.
There were definitely some startling sounds in this game, including like when you're running through the mall and a cat jumps out and like yowls, and I wasn't ready for that. There are the stalkers. There's the wire hitting the water, so the water is now electrocuted. And with these stalkers too, even when we're with Riley, there's a moment where we have to run away from them, like right at the start of the mall. That was difficult enough that I had to do it like three or four times.
Yeah, I had to do the end running with Riley a few times because one caught my leg occasionally.
And I was like, but this is supposed to be fun playtime. Why am I having a hard time? Because especially at that point, you don't have, in the flashback, you don't have weapons. You're not doing any actual fighting. You literally have to just like vault over the thing before they get to you. And they're coming at you from like two directions at the same time. So it's just a matter of running fast enough and like having good timing, which are not my strong suits. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? I can't make it run faster than I'm currently running.
Yeah, Ellie was very slow in the very beginning until eventually they let us run. But in the beginning, I was like, oh my God, girl, pick up your feet. Let's go.
Listen, as a fellow short person, running is not our strong suit, okay? I think Bella Ramsey and I are about the same height, so don't expect a lot of speed from us.
But at this point, then we have to climb up on the like duct work, and then it's a little bit of like problem solving, puzzle solving of our favorite, dragging around things on wheelie carts. We basically had the same exact issues here where I didn't realize at first where the heck I was supposed to put the damn thing, go up, try to walk across the door, fall, finally get it right on the second time. Not that difficult, I didn't think. This part felt more like crunchy than it did difficult.
Yeah, I like puzzle solving. Like, that's interesting to me. I don't like pushing carts around because just the mechanics of it are not good.
They're not easy to maneuver.
So it's just frustrating. It's like, okay, well, I know it needs to go over here and it's still going to be difficult for me to get it there, even though that's what I'm trying to do. But somebody pointed that out for later in the game too, that like getting through the mall and getting back to Joel once you do have what you need is less of like an active shooter game and more of a puzzle of how do you take the enemies out without being detected, or how do you get to places where you can hide to like safely attack from. And that's really interesting to me. That's cool gameplay.
I appreciated a lot of what felt to me like obviously elevated gameplay in the DLC. You could tell that this was something that came out after the game came out and they were like improving upon things they had already laid the groundwork for. So I really especially appreciated that, which we'll get into that more because I thought the combat especially was interesting. So eventually we make it to the helicopter where we have to jump. Jump into a helicopter that is teetering on the edge of a fall.
Yeah, like, how about you walk over this thing that's about to fall down and then jump into a helicopter that's about to fall down? And I was like, none of this is a good idea. I don't want to be doing any of this.
Which flashes us back to our first view of the carousel in the mall. We get to ride the horses. This was adorable, amazing. It was everything. The pun game was very fun and interactive. This was beautifully shot in the show. It was such a wonderful, wonderful scene.
Yeah. I loved it. I love it so much. I just loved I loved and hated the whole thing.
The photo booth.
It was so beautiful and I was so upset.
Yeah. I did enjoy how in the show they let them have the photo from the photo booth. Because in the game, it made me sad.
Those pictures, I was like so stressed because I wanted them to be good.
I did it a few times because you could choose like, oh, now I want to do love or now I want to do cool. Because I wanted to see both options of each one. They were adorable. And the entire time, I'm sure everyone, including us, were like, kiss, kiss.
I lost count of how many times I screamed that during my stream. And then it finally happened. And somebody in the chat was like, you're the first person I've seen to be like, not surprised that happened. And I was like, that's because you've only watched straight men play this game.
Okay. I was going to say, because like to me, it felt very obvious. Even before, okay, I don't know. I don't know how much to say, like, in terms of, I kind of knew just from being behind the scenes on Pusher Recaps that there was going to be something, like, LGBTQ related. I kind of figured it would be Ellie. And as soon as she started interacting with Riley, obviously, I watched the show first. Literally, as soon as they start, I'm like, oh my gosh, they have such chemistry. Like, obviously, there's a crush here. Obviously, they're romantically intertwined. I thought it was really obvious, even more so playing the game. It felt even more obvious to me in the game.
Yeah.
Because like,
well, there's so many cute little like giggly moments, and they're just like having such a good time together. And there's like little flirty bits, and oh God, it's just so sweet and so pure. And when it finally did, like, I knew it was going to happen eventually. And yet when it finally did, people who watch the stream know this, I got so overwhelmed and just like extremely emotional about it. Because you don't see this. You certainly don't see it in video games, but you almost never see it on television or in movies either. Like, A, queer kids, and B, queer women. Mm-hmm. And so to see two girls just get to have this like sweet, innocent moment together was like unbelievable. And I was emotional because I knew it wasn't going to end well. And I was emotional because they were so happy and it was so cute. And then in the, both in the game and the show, Ellie says, sorry. And Riley says, for what? Mm-hmm. And then in the show, Bella Ramsey's freaking face with this little smile when she's like, oh my God, she likes me too.
Yeah.
And I lost my mind.
It was the sweetest. It was literally the sweetest thing. And I thought, like, I was so impressed with both the game and the show for like the emotionality and just like the sweetness, like, especially considering, I mean, this is our seventh episode, where most of this is very dark stuff. Like, there isn't a ton, like, there are jokes, there are cute moments, there are funny moments, there are silly moments, but like most of the episode felt more joyful than not, even considering the fact that we're in this like terrible, terrible world where bad, bad things happen and no one is safe. It just felt like two kids having fun and two, like, not only that, but it felt like, it just like brings you back to like when you're a kid and you do have a crush on someone, and it feels like in this world, you wouldn't think that that would be like so important or something that is, it's, our problems are the same no matter if we're in a post-apocalyptic world or not, in terms of your feelings are the same, crushes are the same. It consumes everything about you. Like, when you're that age and you like someone, it's like all you can think about. And I felt like both the actors and in the game, they did such a wonderful job at like portraying like the joy, even in a really, really scary, scary world.
Yeah, that giddiness that you get, especially when you're younger, but I'd say even as an adult, when like you find out that your feelings are mutual and that somebody likes you back, you know, to put it in like teenage terms, it's like, oh my God, I like you, you like me too. And you can feel that just like emanating from the screen throughout both the game and the show.
Yeah.
So I was like already all like, you know, ooey gooey about it to begin with, because we were seeing all these like cute things happening. And I was like, this is like so pure and so joyful. And then I think it's shortly after this that they're, I think it's after this that they in the show have this fight. And Ellie's like, you came back here, you left, and then you came back here just to leave me again.
Yeah, why did you come back? Especially because when she's
like, I was already crying, Ellie, stop it.
Yeah, it's all so, it's light, but it's heavy, you know, especially in the show, in the game, when she asks, like, why did you come back? All you want Riley to say is, for you, you know what I mean? But like, it's, she's not there yet. But then in the game, we get the next part we get to is when they go to the arcade, and we get to play the game as Ellie. We talked about it a little bit. It's called The Turning. Everything about this I thought was so brilliant,
which is in Bill's town.
Yes,
maybe in his house, but that's where Ellie finds it in the game, is either in his house or somewhere in Bill town.
And she says, I played this game once.
Yeah,
she did. It's awful. After this is when we play water fight. We play with the water guns.
I'm terrible at this.
Everybody. I want to know who the hell beat Riley. There's no way you can. It's just impossible.
There's no range on these water guns.
There's no range. And girl just sneaks up out of nowhere. Like, you trying to find her? It's impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah. You can't couldn't win. Do it. Couldn't do it.
Lost horribly. And this is when, this is when I think they have their argument about like why she left and the fact that she's going to leave again. And it's just awful. Oh, it's so awful.
Yeah, it's heart-wrenching, you know, because I think we all, again, everything about this show just goes back to, like, how human it all is.
Yeah.
To have these feelings, to, like, feel resentful that somebody left you, to, like, think you're over those feelings and then have them come back and, like, hit you in the face. And yeah, we want Riley to say, "I came back for you," but fundamentally Riley came back for herself. She came back so that she could have one more goodbye before she leaves.
And she felt guilty about leaving the first time without saying goodbye. So yeah, like she did. Yeah. It's both. It's so sad. It's so awful. Then we're back in the present timeline, and this is where we kind of get into the, we like fight our first humans, which, like you said, we don't know why they're here. We don't know why they're trying to find us. But we fight them and we get a bow and arrow, and then we have to crawl into a vent. And this is where we discover someone. So this other side storyline in the present time, is that there were two officers, and one of them got infected, and instead of killing them, the other officer tried to amputate their arm and see if they would survive. Which, this is a question that I don't know if it's come up in your brain at all, throughout watching the show and playing the game, but I know this is something that is explored in The Walking Dead. And it's a common thing in, like, zombie media, where usually if you chop off, like, let's say your hand gets bitten, you amputate the hand, the infection isn't able to spread, and you survive. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is like a spore, the cordyceps, right? This is a spore infection.
We love an airborne illness.
Do we? Do we?
No, we don't. A little too real.
But in the vents is where we find the guy who, it's like a recorder we listen to, whose arm is amputated. It's just, like, so brutal. And I think the answer...
Yeah, and it gets described, and he's like, "I sanitized a saw," and I was like, nope, I'm out. I don't want it.
Yeah. Yep. And I think this is, I think we end up finding out, like, it didn't exactly work, or maybe he got infected anyway. I imagine with spores, it's, I don't know. I feel like you said it's, like, airborne, so I don't know that they'd be able to survive that.
Listen, I don't know enough real science or fake science to give you a good answer to this question.
Yeah.
I guess it's like, well, is it worth trying? I don't know, because he had to go. Listen, there was morphine. That was like the saving grace that I read in that note. Was like, I gave him morphine and I was like, all right, okay, there's something.
Good.
You know, it's not, he's not out cold, but at least it's a painkiller.
Yes.
It's not just out in the wilderness. We got to do this, and you're going to bite down on a stick, and we're going to hope for the best. But it's what's worse, you know? Wait and see what happens.
Try something for sure. Yeah,
you got to try something, and like, it's not great.
Yeah,
but you know, as it turns out, you only had to live with an amputated arm for a few days, I guess.
Yikes. Bright side, you died in a vent, but that's okay. Can you imagine?
This is such a thing video games love to do, because ironically I was just playing Persona on stream like a day or two before that, and I was also climbing around in vents. So that was something instinctually that did not surprise me in this game. It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna crawl in a vent, but also I'm a kid. This is a full-grown adult man.
Yeah, these vents are massive. What in the Ben Chang is going on? Is he living in this vent? Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah, it was a bit silly, but you know, this is where we're in the sports shop, and like, you and I had the same idea of, okay, there are infected and there are humans. Why not let them fight each other?
Oh, 100% my strategy anytime it's possible is to just like, wait, let them fight. And then I'll clean up after.
Yeah. My favorite thing to do was to be even meaner and throw a brick down there to get the infected to be aware of the humans and then just completely ravage them. So I found it really effective, because in the first case, I only had to take out two infecteds. And then in the second case, it was like they at least took out two humans. So I felt like I had much less to do in the way of actually killing people, which was very, very nice.
Yeah. The first time through, the infected took out all the humans. And I was like, great, I can take out infected, no problem. You know what the infected are not going to do? Shoot at me.
Yeah.
So excellent. Well done. Second time around, I think the infected took out one of the humans and then the humans took out the rest of the infected. And I was like, all right, well, that's not ideal, but it's still better than me trying to deal with multiple groups of things trying to kill me at the same time.
Yeah, I got luckier than you the second time. I think a few different humans got taken down by infecteds. And it was interesting because there were moments where I was just peeking my head over a corner as I'm watching infecteds run in and attack humans. And I'm like, I'm not getting involved in this. Not my circus, not my monkeys. Like, you all fix it yourselves.
I was like, I mean, I know we're sort of in a rush here, but I'm also not.
I'm not in a rush.
I'll wait. Like, Joel's locked in that room until I go get him. And once they start going for the, and they do, they even say it. They're like, we'll go for the door. That'll draw her out. And I'm like, yeah, it will.
Yeah, because then
but I will hide in a corner and shoot you with my arrows while you one at a time run for the door.
Yeah, I got very lucky in that before we get down to that point, when we're still on the second level, and there were humans, I took them all out with my bow and arrow without even getting hurt. Like, it was that, and this is the reason why I was like, hey, maybe the bow and arrow is a good idea.
I was like, here.
I'm liking this. Especially because as Ellie, you don't have a ton of supplies. Like, you get a gun and you get some bullets, but you don't get a ton of bullets. And
I was collecting bullets left and right. I was like, how many bullets can I hold? I was
really?
At some point, yeah.
I just was nervous about running out because I know sometimes I'm not the greatest shot. Yeah. And at least with the arrows, you can recollect them. Mm-hmm. So I was really effective with those. It was when we get down to, like you said, I thought the game was over. Like, I was ready to be like, there's the door, let me open it.
Yeah.
Of course, that's when you get attacked again, and this time you're dealing with not only humans but also infected. Mm-hmm. Which was like very tricky. I died a few times, though not a ton. So it wasn't too bad. But then we're flashback again. We're back at Liberty Gardens in the mall in, what is it, New Jersey? No, this isn't Jersey. Oh, Pittsburgh.
It's Boston.
Boston. Same,
oh, wait.
Yeah.
You're talking about the flashback, right?
Yes. I'm getting myself confused. We've been so many places.
The flashback is happening in Boston. Present, we're at a mall in Colorado.
Yeah, why was I thinking Liberty Gardens? It sounds like Jersey to me.
That
I don't know.
Sound like Jersey. I cannot tell you.
But yes, and this is the part where we have to use another stupid cart to keep the gate open. And this is the running, like you mentioned. Like, I died a few times. You did as well. Getting, like, caught up on these stupid infecteds when I'm like, I'm trying to run as fast as I can. Yeah. But Ellie can only run so fast.
Yeah, this was tricky. I did like, though, that it was like, oh, Ellie did this with Riley, and now this is Ellie's job with Joel all the time. It's like,
yes,
one of us holds up the door, the other one puts something in to get it stuck so that we can all make it through. Yeah. I don't know. It feels like maybe we just hold it and run. This going to get a cart thing seems really time consuming, but, you know.
Especially when we are the drivers of the cart.
God.
Let me maneuver it this way. Oh no, back up a little bit.
Somebody in my chat was like, don't tell them the end of the DLC is just a bunch of moving carts. And like, it's not, but it also sort of is.
And the other thing I also liked was when there's a moment when Riley is being attacked and you as Ellie have to run up and stab the guy, and I'm like, it feels very true to when you're Joel and Ellie does it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, like, this must be
on people's backs. I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yes, exactly. And so at that point, you and like, you almost make it out. You're so freaking close as Ellie to getting out of the mall, but you fall, land on the ground, get attacked by infected. Riley saves you, but in the process, both of them are bit. And I knew from the beginning of this DLC, because I had remembered Ellie saying, oh, I got bit in a mall. And right. I'm like,
this is where it's going to happen.
Yeah. So we all knew what was going to, it was like, we all knew what was going to happen. And, you know, but it still didn't make it any less sad. Especially, oh my gosh, in the way it happens in the show, I felt was like almost so much worse, because they were like in the middle of such a joyous moment where they're on top of these like display cases, they're singing, they're dancing, they have their first kiss. Like, it's so magical. And then the infected come out of nowhere and like ruin it all, basically. Yeah. So
yeah, it's devastating. More crying. I'm just continuing to cry. And Ellie's realization that she's been bit and her reaction of just like smashing up this store. Riley's comment of there's more stuff you can break over there. And then also her revelation of it happened to me too. Mm-hmm. Oh God. Again, I'm just like, I continue to be so blown away by Bella Ramsey.
Yeah.
And Storm Reid is, you know, right there with her step for step through this whole episode. If folks are not familiar with Storm Reid somehow, she is like very hot at the moment.
Euphoria. I recognize her from Euphoria. And I was so pleased to see, as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, she is perfect for this role. And I didn't even know anything about Riley, but like, who she plays in Euphoria, like especially the last season, your heart breaks for her. I don't know what it is. She loves breaking people's hearts in TV shows.
Yeah. she plays Rue's younger sister in Euphoria. She was in A Wrinkle in Time, directed by Ava DuVernay. She was just the lead in a movie that came out that I wanted to see, but I have not caught, called Missing, where she's looking for her mom. I think LaTanya said it's a sequel to Searching. I don't know if she was joking or not. I never saw Searching. But check out more Storm Reid stuff. That's certainly at the top of my to-do list. Because the two of them together, I would just watch them hang out all day doing anything.
So supremely talented, both of them. And their scenes were just so... Oh my God, they were just everything, especially the kiss moment. And then, yeah, so basically this is where we get the moment from Riley saying like, well, we could do this the easy way. And she has her gun. She's like, I don't really like the easy way. And we don't know. I mean, I don't think we've been given any indication of how much time you have, if it varies by how you get infected in terms of like until you are infected, right? Because the only thing I think we have as kind of a clue is when Tess, she's like, this is only after a few hours and her wound looks very worked. Infected.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't think we know.
And it's happened with Sam, it happened overnight.
That's true. It did happen overnight to Sam and he got bit in the leg.
It seems like less than a day. Granted, you know, the one fake science thing I will point out is he's small. So it's going to maybe, you know, take over his body faster because he's kid sized. But it seems like you got maybe a day max before like you're fully, you know, out of it.
Exactly. And so they have the question of like, well, what do we do? And I really loved how in the show they had them like hold hands and they're just kind of like sitting there together. Absolutely brutal, like ripped my heart to shreds. I was so grateful that in both the show and the game, we didn't have to see the moment of like Ellie surviving and Riley not.
So there, I listened to Josh and LaTanya on the Versus pod. And I guess there's also some theorizing that maybe what happened is they both went to Marlene and got like chained up the way that we eventually find Ellie.
Yeah.
And we watched, or not we, but they were watched and saw Riley turn and Ellie not.
Yes.
So I hope to God that it was not Ellie had to do it. Because that was certainly what people in the chat were saying is what you can imagine happened. And that's a possibility, but I like the second option better. And I think that's more likely that they both went to Marlene. They were like, this is an adult we can trust. We don't know what else to do. And this is, this was her solution.
Well, especially because in the game, I think, I want to say Riley says like, come on, let's get out of here. And so it would make sense to me that like, why are they going back to Fedra? Like, especially when Ellie's mom knew Marlene and now Riley knows Marlene. I think that does make a lot of sense. And I would certainly hope that maybe they didn't have to, I don't know what's worse, like being around each other for the time and then having to watch her turn or being separated and having her turn. I don't
There's
really
no
know.
Answer.
But it's I think it's all terrible, but it does. I kind of like how they don't necessarily fill in all the pages, right? There are a few missing pages in between chapters where we can imagine what happened. We don't necessarily know. And we may never find out because I don't know that we're, this is the DLC, right? I don't know that we're going to flashback or hear otherwise what happened.
Yeah, that's true.
But the only thing I will point to that is a possibility of that, you know, something in the column of that's not how they handled things would be that in the show, at the very least, Ellie says that's not the first person I've killed, which may indicate that she killed Riley. We don't know, you know,
I guess it depends on, you know, do you consider killing the infected killing a person?
I think because that if you know the person, maybe you do regardless, right?
Right. Like, but you know, even if you don't, they got faces. They still have faces.
Yeah.
They're biting you.
Yeah. Well, it brings you back to, was it Sam? Sam, the one who said, like, do you think that there's anything in there? Do you think they retain any of themselves?
Right. And like, if they do, and if they're just like miserable, kind of like trapped in these bodies that they can't control.
Mm-hmm.
And the game really points that out to you right at the very beginning. Like, I still think back to it all the time when you're with Joel and Sarah. And the maybe not. Maybe it's right after you're with Joel and Sarah. Because the guy's like, don't leave me to turn. And And I'm going to leave him. So this has to be after Sarah.
It is, yes.
But I was like, I'm not shooting this guy. I don't know what's going on. And you have to.
Yeah.
You are made to. Yeah. You know, it's a mercy killing because he doesn't want to turn into an infected.
Yep. Yeah, it's brutal. And yeah, so as long as you survive this part and you kill all the baddies and all the infected, we get back to Joel. We, like you said, like in the show, it's super graphic and gross. Like, she finds a needle and thread. She sews up his wound. In the game, it's like, let me just throw a t-shirt over there and duct tape it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the game, we see Ellie kind of, puts together a sled that she's going to pull behind Callus, the horse. Mm-hmm. And she rides off with Joel kind of strapped behind her. So I'm super curious because I'm like, he needs medical attention, like whether it's antibiotics or like anything else, like he needs something. Yeah. They have to run into someone. No, like I feel like he we're kind of due for our next
and like proper surgery and time to like be indoors in warmth.
Right.
All of those things.
And it feels like in the show, it looks like, because they said like winter, right? Like it seems like time has passed.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe not in the game. I'm curious to see what'll happen. But like Joel obviously has to live. Like they're not going to kill him off. So I'm curious to see whether we'll flash forward and like he's already gotten some kind of medical assistance or what the situation is. Because like if he doesn't, he's going to be permanently messed up in some way, you know, if not dead.
Yeah. I guess that will have to be resolved next week because we only have 2 episodes of the show left.
No, I forgot that it's a 9-episode season instead of a 10-episode season. What if I didn't do that to us?
Yeah, that seems wrong. It feels like it should be 10.
It's messed up and I don't like it.
But that's here we are. That's what's happening.
Yeah, 2 more to go. Wow. It's hard to believe. Like, how are we going to finish the game in 2 episodes?
Yeah, I it feels like there should be so much more left. But at the same time, we have traversed the United States perpetually on the hunt for fireflies that are not where we think they're going to be. So how long can we do that for?
I mean, maybe the game ends in Salt Lake City. That feels like it might be right? Because that's where, like, the people are supposed to be, the fireflies with the answers for Ellie. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll end our journey there. But
maybe.
Yeah. Yep.
Who's to say? We'll find out. We will be back next week with more of the game. We are done with our little DLC detour. I would like to not have my heart ripped out of my body yet again.
Just once.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
There's been like 2 episodes out of 7 that have been like not heart-wrenching. You know, can we get a little bit of a little break? A little bit, maybe?
Yeah. Brutal. So brutal. I don't know. I don't even have words.
Yeah.
to describe how I feel about all of this. But we have a couple more weeks to figure it out and settle ourselves with this story for now. But that's what's going on here on the podcast. We'll see you next week with episode 8 and our continued playthrough. Jess, what else do you have going on?
I am podcasting daily about Succession. If you want to be, if you want to rewatch, if you want to watch for the first time, we are doing it spoiler free. We are like almost all the way through season one at this point in releases. And we also just released a podcast talking about the season four trailer because that dropped and was like 2.5 minutes of just juicy, juicy content. It was amazing. Of course, I'm also always covering Community with Josh Wigler. We are in season five. And then if you want to catch up on some 90s content, you can find me on Shit 90s Shows Taught Me with Sarah Ferguson. We are at Shit 90s Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And I am at The Jeff Sterling.
Amazing. Nothing else to report for me right now. You can just keep catching me on Twitch at twitch.tv/hardrockhope. Shout out to some of our listeners who did give me their Jeff Bezos money this week. Very much appreciated. If anybody else would like to join them in doing so, you can do that at twitch.tv/hardrockhope with Prime Gaming. Give me money for free from Jeff Bezos. He doesn't need it. And I do. Otherwise, I think you will find me on Post Show Recaps coming up in a couple of weeks covering something new. But in the meantime, I will just be crying about Bella Ramsey and Pedro Pascal nonstop for another 2 weeks. That's going to be it for us. Don't forget, you can subscribe at postshowrecaps.com/Lou for all of the Last of Us coverage here at Post Show Recaps and support the podcast at patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Until then, take care, everybody. Hold on to your loved ones. Don't get bit. I don't know what to tell you to do if you do. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.